To episode 50 of Live from the NSYNC Asylum. I'm your host, Paul Kitchen, and it's July the 3rd, 2024. And as David Lynch might say, looking out the window, sunny, low humidity, mid-80s, slight breeze. Anyway, it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and when I noticed that the next one would be 50, I had the thought that, well, maybe it's a perfect time to bag it, or totally revamp it, or something. And that didn't happen. Nothing happened. But for some reason, today, it's happening. And what I'm going to do is start off with my latest single, which came out mid-April. And what I ended up doing then was re-recording a song that I wrote in 1980 called Beauty Intention. And there are two versions of that on Trip Note Volume 1. And the earliest one is an acoustic one. I've circulated a photograph of what was the cover of a collection of songs called Silent Tears around that back then. And I had a Epiphone leaning against the wall. And I've told the story before that I bought a couple of them in a music warehouse or a record store warehouse. Both of them were had problems, but I had a 6-string and a 12-string, and I believe the acoustic version of Beauty Intention on Trip Note was recorded in my closet back then, and I don't know what it was recorded on. I have no idea what I even had back then, maybe a Walkman or something. I have no idea what it was, but I'm going to start off with Beauty Intention from 2024, the single, and there's a video up on YouTube. Check it out.
Intention. thoughts just to be here with you, baby. Waves rushing toward us, my feet lost in sand.
Single Beauty and Tension. I see on the my Bandcamp notes of that it's recorded April 2nd through 12th, and it came out somewhere around the 17th or something like that of April. Beauty and Tension. And speaking of the collection of songs called Silent Tears, I'm looking at that, and it was recorded April 10th through July 17th, 1982. So 42 years ago, pretty much. And what I'm going to play next is an unreleased version of the song Raindrops, which for a while was my top played song on Pandora, the version off of Hot Shots from Over the Hill. But this is the unreleased version. I believe this is four-track. And back then, all I had was my Melody Maker, a Casio keyboard, one of them little white ones that they used to sell, almost for kids. And I had a Boss, I think it was a Boss, or Roland, Dr. Rhythm, you know, beat machine, beatbox, drum machine. And that was the extent of my equipment. And if I wanted an acoustic guitar, usually I would just play my Melody Maker unamplified. So I'm going to listen to this and see what it is, and then I'll comment on it afterwards. This is Raindrops, unreleased from 1982.
We won't always be this way.
Raindrops, unreleased demo from 1982. And that was, I'm pretty sure that was my Melody Maker. And back then, who knows? I don't know if I had my twin reverb then. I had a couple different monitor PA system heads that I had. One was a Trainer. And sometimes I would use that. I would plug into that and had a reverb in there and get the audio out, and I would plug a mic into it, and just that was, you know, how I recorded vocals. And I can't remember if I put the guitar through that or what it, or if it was an amp. Anyway, that was Raindrops from 1982. And next up is the version of Raindrops off of Pot Shots from Over the Hill. And I just remember that I had really not been playing guitar much at the time, having my own brain issues. And for some reason that particular day, I know why, but I'm not saying, I plugged the guitar in. And this is what I did. And it was in the afternoon. I was getting ready to go on a trip and leaving later that day. So just surprising that out of the blue, I played guitar, and had this was leading up before Living with Fiction. So anyway, this version was recorded August and December of 2013 and January 2014, and then I worked on it again February 2015 and September of 2020. And this is certainly what I would call a I don't know. It's not necessarily a retread, but I don't know. Can't really remember where I found that basic track with her. If I did it totally from scratch, I'd have to pull the Cubase track out for that. But anyway, this is Raindrops from Pot Shots from Over the Hill. Came out on my birthday, I think 2020. I need you. Raindrops from the album Pot Shots from Over the Hill, which came out December of 2020. And we'll finish up with something that I released yesterday, actually, and recorded the day before, I think, July 1st. During the pandemic, I started recording some of my old songs because everybody was playing in their bedroom back then, and I've been doing them in my bedroom for 40 plus years. I guess it's pushing 50 years in a few years here. Wow. But the other day I started, and I've been kind of thinking about doing it for a while, Volume 3 of Live from the NSYNC Asylum. And I did one during the pandemic, the first one, I think, 2020. Was that when the pandemic hit, that spring? And then I did Volume 2, which is a little starker and darker. And I've been thinking about Volume 3 for a while. And I'm starting off in a similar vein as the Black and Gray album, because I kind of like to really strip down, try to strip things down to as low as I could go. And this is Under This Black Moon, which is kind of just a stripped down. I did live guitar and vocal, and you can watch the video on my YouTube channel. Again, this is Under This Black Moon.
Under this black moon. this black moon.
Under This Black Moon, recorded the vocals and guitar were live July the 1st the other day. And it'll be the first of hopefully a handful of tracks that will maybe comprise Volume 3 of Live from the NSYNC Asylum someday. But I wanted to get going on that, and most of it was trying to figure out how to film it, because I really had trouble with all that I asked my computer to do the last time around. I guess both times, really. But this time I figured out how to do three webcams simultaneously. And I saw a video online where a guy was doing something like that. He had four cams, but he was recording them into one 4K file. And if you can picture it, you know, the HD is like 1920 by 1080 dimensions. And 4K could be double that vertically, double that horizontally. What I ended up doing was triple that width-wise. So it's kind of like, I can't remember what the canvas is, but it's 1920 times 3. Whatever, 5,700 or something, times 1080. So it's a weird canvas, and you can put it into Premiere Pro and then zoom the little sections, and it looks like you actually have three feeds, but it's actually all coming off of one file. And also when I, like the last time around, Black and Gray, I did not wear headphones. I just had the basic track playing on studio monitors, and I did not amplify the guitar or my vocal, so it was just singing into the room with an electric guitar, so you can kind of imagine how that sounds, which contributes to the low-key feel. That's going to have to do it, folks. Before you start lighting matches and staring at the sky, I want to wish you a happy 4th, and let's hope some of the turbulence out there will settle down. And I know people down south are having quite a storm today. So good luck to them. And hopefully some wars will stop before we talk again. But till then, this is episode 50. And Paul Kitchen signing off.
This happiness. And a life free of suffering. All you want is happiness and a life free.
free of suffering. Happiness. No suffering. Thank you for listening to Live from the NSYNC Asylum, brought to you by Starfish Real Estate, helping buyers and sellers in Vero Beach, Florida for over 17 years. For more information, visit livinginvero.com. For more music, visit paulkitchen.com.